morning, it's Kyle and Rachel on Radio Now 100.9. Hopefully you had an awesome weekend. We realized that Halloween obviously is officially on Thursday, but there was a lot of parties that went down this past weekend around our city. And honestly, I think this is one of the most fun weekends of the year when you get to people watch. You actually get to see freaking people like Oscar the Grouch and Chiquita Banana out and about doing their thing. I absolutely love it.
It's like people get to dress in ways that normally people, they would probably be afraid for them.
Yeah, you know what exactly. I mean?
It's like they're dressing like Lindsay Lohan on a bad day. You know what I mean?
And it's totally acceptable on a Saturday night.
Yeah, I mean, you know, there are things that you can wear on Halloween that your mother is not going to call you and be like, I'm really disappointed with your life choices. They're like, oh, it's Halloween. It's what they do.
Saturday night, we were downtown. Me and my girlfriend and one of my buddies, we attempted the whole Great Gatsby theme, if you will. I think it went really well. I still don't know on this Monday if I was Leonardo or Toby or some other knockoff. But either way, I think it went all right. But we were downtown at Kilroy's, and we ran into, like, Robin Thicke and Miley Cyrus. By the way, Miley Cyrus, she pulled it off well on Saturday night.
She looked legit. I saw that picture that you showed me.
But Robin Thicke in the house at Kilroy's Saturday night.
The lines are blurred.
Could I hear a little bit of blurred lines right now?
Baby, keep me. Something.
Hey.
Blurred lines.
So maybe not the actual Robin Thicke that I ran into on Saturday night, but he had this blow-up Miley Cyrus in front of him. Quite the clever outfit, because Miley Cyrus was twerking up on his hip area.
Gosh.
And I'm like, man, that is impressive. Had the whole.
So you're saying that the blow-up Miley Cyrus probably got pregnant, is what you're saying.
Yeah. She's not even real, and I feel bad for the blow-up doll, right, Rachel? Good morning. What did you see on Saturday night, man?
Went to a house party, and one of my friends painted himself up and came as 2 Chainz.
Yes!
Yes!
That's hilarious!
It was to the point to where he walked in, and I was like, who is that? And then I heard him talk, and I was like, oh, hell no.
How does he talk, Ryan? What was his impression like?
Oh, I mean, it was spot on. Just 2 Chainz the whole time.
Ryan, thanks for the call. Have a good day, man.
Yep, you too.
Man, I'm disappointed we didn't get to see 2 Chainz this weekend.
I know. I did see some Amish people, though.
Where at?
This is the best. So I was up in Muncie on the Ball State campus for something this weekend, and we were at Scotty's Brew House, and apparently Breaking Amish was there, because that, or they really wanted some mofo sauce, because I turned around, they had the beards, and it was not even a Halloween costume, it was real life.
Rachel,
but that made it better.
Good for you celebrating Halloween weekend in Muncie, Indiana, all right? Ain't nothing wrong with it.
Me and the Amish made it rain fried pickles.
Hell yeah, you did. Hey, look, you never know what you might see on Halloween weekend. Definitely the time that people watch. 239-1009. What did you see and experience this past weekend partying? It's Kyle and Rachel on Radio Now 100.9.